Welcome, everybody, to Chatter for Change. This is season two, episode two. We're going with seasons now. You used to just do episodes, now we're in seasons. Every year we'll have a new season, and this is going to be great. So, you know, we'll have this year is going to be season two. Season two, and we're on episode two. So we're just really, you know, happy to be here. It's an exciting times. We're in exciting times right now because we have new people coming in. This is my last week before I go off to college. So I won't be here as often, but luckily we have great people that are going to be taking this over. And so let's just go around and see who we're going to be talking with today.
Hello, I'm Connor Wolf.
I am Jacob Harley.
I am Carly.
I'm Gabriel. And so usually what we do, whenever we start with new people, this is what we did last year. So season one, whenever we did season one, what we usually do is we kind of talked about True Blue, what that means to about us and kind of like where we started. And we're just going to kind of talk about our experiences that we had in True Blue, because personally, True Blue is something that's really something, you know, that's affected us. And I think hopefully it will have affected other people as well. So let's just go around and kind of say whenever we started Youth Council or True Blue. Mm-hmm. So what about you? What did you start?
Most people would say I'd start Youth Council in 7th grade, middle school, you know?
Gotcha, yeah.
But if I'm being honest with myself, I started the whole True Blue stuff like mm-hmm. when I was like a baby. All my life I've been helping with just True Brew activities and different things that we've done.
Okay, my turn.
Yes, Jacob. Yeah.
For me personally, I did pick up the True Blue kind of actions and...
The title.
And title.
The title.
Around middle school, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, the reason why I'm interested in it and why I have chosen to kind of be in the group, I suppose you could say, is I've experienced like a lot of what the downside of drugs and like alcohol and all that different type of stuff can do to your body and right. do to your brain mm-hmm. and just kind of hurt you and hurt others yeah. in that aspect. And I don't want people to get hurt by that. So I want to lead people and show that drugs and alcohol isn't a solution. If anything, it's more of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I got into True Blue kind of in middle school, but I wasn't officially a part of like youth council until freshman year. And I joined because my uncle overdosed before I was born, and it tore my family apart.
Mm.
And I don't want to see that happen to anybody I care about. So.
Gotcha. That's interesting. So you guys have kind of all started at different points.
Mm-hmm.
So like you officially in high school, middle school, and ever since you were a baby.
Yep.
So personally, you know, I think you guys kind of touched on it earlier. But I think, you know, especially like in a club like this, it's important to have your reason why you kind of spend a lot of your time, you know, in events and helping others and just kind of leading, you know, like school events, like which we'll talk about, like mini TLC or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's good that, you know, you have your reason to do it, because if you're doing it with no reason, you know, you have to, I guess, be passionate about it in something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing that we like to do is, you know, a lot of things happen in True Blue in Youth Council that I guess a lot of people don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's definitely been some fun experiences that you've had, like, I guess behind closed doors or like
behind the bars.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the prom dresses.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Great.
That was an interesting experience watching the boys pick out which dress they were going to wear.
Yeah, the nunnery.
The nunnery.
The nunnery. That's, you weren't there.
I wasn't at the nunnery.
You missed out.
That's, yes, the regional TLC.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever different high schools come together to just kind of, I guess, catch up on what each high school's doing in their, you know, county. But yes, the nunnery. The nunnery is very interesting.
It was very interesting. I got ill one day.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was whenever they had the dance there.
Gotcha.
I just, like, had a fever or something, so I just went up to the dorms.
Do you have a disco fever? Or?
Yeah, disco fever.
Oh, I remember that. That was interesting. Because
I think
that
was the first time I was in a Catholic church for a church service. It was something.
Yeah, I don't think I went to that. I can't remember what I did. I think I just slept in. Sorry, you know.
I did too.
Yeah, you know, Eastern. But I remember for the dance. What did you guys wear for that? Because I know, or at least the year that we had it, it was like 60s, 70s, 80s sort of thing. I think.
Yeah, it was still like that. I think I wore suspenders.
Let me tell you, I went for the biker look. I had my black leather jacket on, my blue ripped jeans. I had like my hair greased up like an Elvis impersonator, and like the white t-shirt tucked in. That was my outfit. It was great.
I couldn't believe how many people actually went like all out for that.
That's interesting, because the year that I went, no one did. Like, there's like just an occasional person that did that, and I went all out. I had like the full like Elvis costume, you know, like that you'd wear whenever he's performing, like with the, or maybe it wasn't that, it was just like a white jacket. Of course it wasn't a jacket, but like,
yeah,
and there's like the disco pants with the bell bottoms. It was really embarrassing because no one would wear anything else. I was just out there in a white full suit.
Yeah,
it was definitely interesting. But what are some other things that you found to be interesting, whether it be, you know, like performing skits for the schools, or maybe something in private, like I know what we're going to do soon, or you guys are going to do soon, as far as like going to the, it's on the street of the high school.
Extension office.
Yeah. Where you guys are going to like plan for the year. I know that's always pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have like a meeting room now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Apparently. Mm. That's what I'm thinking with the extension office stuff.
But yeah, it's always pretty fun to, you know, do the team building activities and then getting to plan with everyone. It's always interesting. So I would like to hear your favorite. So, I mean, you can always like give a range, like maybe top three or something, of like your favorite experiences. Like it has to be like, I mean, it could be something fun, but it could be something funny that happened. But just something that just really, you know, it's hard to forget that moment.
My all-time favorite thing we've done with Youth Council will always be the prom dresses.
Because
it was so hilarious.
It was humiliating. It was very humiliating for me. I'm not lying.
We enjoyed it. It was very fun.
You had fun. You can't even lie.
No, it was humiliating for me.
I had to do it multiple times.
Did you dress up? You didn't dress up the year we did prom dresses.
Nope, I don't think I did prom dresses. I did dressed up as slumber party, so I'd had like face mask, you know, the robe, that deal. Not prom dresses though.
I've got to agree with Carly. The prom dresses was the best thing. They're really the funniest fun thing that I've done with it. We put so much prep work into it.
We did.
Every time, like when we would go to do it, it wasn't just we went and did it. We'd have like an hour rehearsal making sure all of us remembered our lines before we did it. It's like a backstage sort of thing. Everybody's trying to figure out what dress is theirs.
Definitely. It was stressful in that time.
Kevin's playing that one music. What's it
called? That one music.
It's about the man.
That's very descriptive.
Good job, Connor.
I forget what it's called. Oh, man.
It's a song about the man.
Despite how humiliating it was for me personally, being laughed at by tons of little kids because I was wearing a prom dress, it was definitely still a fun and great experience.
Yeah.
So would you also consider that to be your favorite thing that happened as a part of True Blue or Youth Council?
I would say most likely, because I haven't entirely done much else, but
we've done other things.
We've done other things, but that one's the most memorable, definitely.
Mm. See, the skit part isn't actually my favorite part. It's watching the guys pick out their prom dresses because you might think girls are really picky, but guys are way worse when it comes to their prom dresses.
I just had to go with whatever fit me.
Yeah, that was my thing. We had to keep looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank goodness guys don't have to wear prom dresses too to prom, because they would be super picky.
Oh my goodness.
Imagine a prom where all the guys wear dresses and all the girls wear suits.
That would be cool.
It'd be like an
interesting prom idea.
It would be in Sadie Hawkins dance.
That's the type of prom you have on April 1st.
Yes.
It's true. Definitely. If you have an early prom, that's what you have to do.
Early prom.
You just have to swap the roles.
Yeah, we didn't have prom last year. Like, it got canceled for the seniors.
No, right? No, the seniors right. had it.
Yeah, 2019, or I think it was 2019.
2020.
That's right. 2020. I'm getting confused with my years. 2020, they got canceled, I think.
Yeah, that's
and they didn't have it. Yeah, and then the graduation was just a drive-by parade. But this year, I think they did have it, except they're kind of like spread out into you only had your cluster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This year, they had prom, but the juniors couldn't go.
They had?
Oh.
Oh, I get you.
So juniors couldn't go this year, or right. this past year. Really? I didn't know that. I thought it was open to everyone.
A lot of people had their own proms, like, at their houses and stuff.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I remember, this is back in middle school, we were having the dance there, and I think Jacob's just like, you want to go bowling? I'm like, sure. And so we went bowling with our group of friends. It was fun. They were doing, like, a color the squares sort of thing on their phone.
Oh, unicorn. Yeah, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess moving on from that,
you didn't tell us what your favorite thing was.
Yeah,
my favorite thing, I would have to say, I always enjoyed the most whenever I think I mean, what I want to say first is mini TLC. I always really enjoyed that, just being around, I think it's either fifth or sixth graders. I think that's the thing that's always the most fun. Like, cause every year it's always fun to do. Mm-hmm. I think just because it's not as, or I guess whenever you're performing skits, I just doesn't feel like it's a smaller crowd. It's not like a whole bunch of people. And then it's always really fun, you know, if you're leading a small group, just to be around with the fifth graders and just seeing what they're doing. And so mm-hmm. I always just think it's so much fun. And then you also get like free pizza. So that's always a plus. Free pizza is always great in the youth council.
Mm. That's the second favorite part.
I feel like we get pizza every time we have food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's either pizza or Subway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I personally love pizza.
Mm. It's good.
Why are you guys looking at me?
Is it good, Jacob?
Is it?
Pizza good?
I mean, yeah.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, pizza's great.
Tell us about your mushroom pizza.
My mushroom fiasco. Pizza? Oh, yeah. That was a very chaotic experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We're getting back on the pineapple on pizza subject, aren't we?
This is different, yeah. though.
Okay. No, this is mushroom.
This is
pizza.
Mushrooms on pizza.
Okay. So
mushroom pineapple, very different.
On my pizza, I did have pineapple, but I did also have mushrooms, and I had ranch dressing.
You had ranch dressing on pizza?
Whoa. Yeah.
Okay, I can understand ranch dressing on pizza, but with all of that, like pineapple, mushrooms, ranch.
Black olives as well.
Mm-hmm. Too much.
Yikes.
I don't think I'd enjoy that.
Well, I do.
You'd have to tell me it was white cheese before I'd eat pizza with ranch on it.
White cheese?
White cheese.
Yeah.
So,
you mean like Swiss?
I guess. I don't know.
Just white cheese. Maybe mozzarella.
Ranch colored cheese, you know?
Ranch colored cheese.
All righty then.
So, wait, are you not going to tell us?
What?
About your mushroom thing.
I mean, it was good. It tasted good.
No, with your throat. You had to go to the doctor.
Oh! Oh, I didn't know we were talking about
that.
Yeah,
we're talking about the...
Okay, so let's try to change gears here. This okay. Seems like pizza is always a slippery slope. Once we start talking about pizza, it goes crazy.
It does.
Okay, so I want to know, so I know we talked about our top favorite thing that's like ever been in, you know, like True Blue and Youth Council. So let's get into the year. So like, I know we have a lot of events throughout the year, you know, of course in the fall, I think around October, we have the skits where we go around to every school that we've done. And then we also have things like mini TLC. We have like the health event for fifth graders or sixth graders.
We have the Christmas angel shopping.
We have the Christmas angel shopping. There's, needless to say, there's a lot of events that we have throughout the year. So I would like to know, maybe not the most favorite thing that's ever happened, but what's some of your favorite activities that you like to do throughout the year? maybe like, sure, you can go ahead, Connor.
I was like, with the True Blue thing, the youth council, or just like,
yeah, just together, True Blue and together. Youth council. Yeah.
I definitely like the Christmas tree angel shopping, but I also usually in our off time, mm-hmm. when we're like either on the bus going somewhere or just waiting for our next performance, somebody will have a pack of cards with them.
Mm.
And so we'll usually play a round of something.
We always end up playing cards when I'm with Connor. Like,
yeah, I'm the card man.
The card fan.
If I don't bring it, I somehow like indirectly make somebody else bring it without asking.
Me having a deck of cards in my pocket.
It's like...
What?
It's my aurora, my radius.
You just make people have cards on them.
Mm-hmm. If I forget.
It's a superpower.
It is. The most, like, uninteresting superpower.
The most recent thing has been Uno cards.
Uno cards?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been the thing.
Uno is great.
Have y'all played that Uno Dare?
I have not.
It's supposed to be, like, funny or whatever, but I hate it. It's very like, do a frog croak while you try to play your next card. It's stuff like that. It's really weird.
I thought you were going to say do a flip.
So you like to play cards like in the midst while you're doing things like the skits and then Christmas angel shopping as well.
Yeah.
So Carly, what is your favorite thing like you do, like, that you like to do throughout the year?
Wow, you're just going to put me on the spot like that.
She is.
I like going to the elementary schools and doing all the skits for them. And gotcha. I also like in November, right before Thanksgiving, we buy Thanksgiving meals and we have a contest. And whoever spends the least amount of money wins.
Mm-hmm. I like to sabotage that for everyone.
You sabotaged
I gave him the most expensive things I could find. Mm. And then I would go back and get the cheaper ones.
Sometimes I didn't fall for it though.
Sometimes. Like half the time.
Half the time. So
what so you said that's around November is what you said?
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you do whenever you go shopping? Like, what are you looking for?
We put together like Thanksgiving meals, like mashed potatoes and butter.
Just the whole shebang, like everything. Interesting. So you guys do that. So that's your favorite thing you like to do every year. So you got skits, I guess Thanksgiving shopping, Christmas angel shopping. Jacob, what's your favorite?
My favorite would definitely be the Thanksgiving shopping stuff.
Yeah?
It's always nice to have a bit of a friendly competition between people and go around and run around Walmart. And try and get stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Salt.
I know a lot of what we do is, you know, together, you know, as I guess as a team. But sometimes it's always interesting to mix it up and have us compete against one another.
Mm-hmm.
So
our strengths.
I know we talked about the skits a little bit. And I guess one of our skits is with the prom dresses. But what is your favorite skit that you like to do?
Other than prom dresses.
We've talked about prom dresses, and it's...
We have. I'll go one below prom dresses. What is it? Ralph?
Reese.
I'm not good with names, okay? whenever Gabe told his name to the audience, that's when I first learned it.
Ralph.
No, it's Reese. Reese is my second favorite skit. We do it every year, and I've seen it even longer than every year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It, like, Jabe, you want to describe it?
I can't even remember what it is.
Okay. How?
If you want me to. Yeah, Carly, if you want to, you can describe it. Or
yeah.
Reese is a drug-free skit. This guy does drugs at school, and he calls his sister. And his sister calls his mom, and his mom calls the ambulance, and...
Just like Connor, I'm not good with names.
Yeah.
Mm, Ralph didn't ring a bell.
Ralph. We should rename it.
But I can agree with Connor on that. Reese is a great skit. Because not only is it meaningful, but it also portrays how doing drugs is bad. But it does it in a kid-friendly and funny and inspiring type of way.
Yeah. I think it's always good that... I mean, also what we do after, like on the skits... we usually like to talk about it and just kind of share like the message behind it. Because of course, I think sometimes the message in Reese can sometimes get lost because, you know, they're seeing a bunch of people screaming at each other.
there's like, a lot of screaming.
You can't get lost. But yeah, I think it's always fun that we also get to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite skit?
I was thinking about this. I wanted to say Pebbles. Pebbles is always a fun one. But I think my favorite is, I can't remember the name of it, but it's supposed to be with Prince Charming and the nine dwarves. And so
there's seven dwarves.
Seven dwarves?
No, we added two.
Seven dwarves, not nine. So seven dwarves. And so it's just simple. It's another fun group one where Snow White is, I want to say, tempted by the seven dwarves to, you know, and there's a chant that you, the seven dwarves sing, but it's essentially just going out and partying, where they just kind of like march around.
Oh, I remember that one now.
Yeah. And then, so then after that, I want to say Prince Charming comes in and they decide to like watch a movie or something afterwards. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, oh, okay. So yeah. And so instead of going and partying, they do, they just like watch a movie or like go bowling, instead of, you know, going out to party. And of course it's, you know, the chance, like just something funny. Mm-hmm. But I think that's always a fun one. Cause it's another group one, where it's like you have a group of people. But that's my favorite skit. Mm-hmm. I want to say.
You mentioned Pebbles, and that's actually my favorite other than the prom dresses, of course. Mm-hmm. And it's about anti-bullying.
Yeah.
Everybody comes up and they're like, I threw pebbles in the lake. And then later on, it comes in soaking wet and just upset because they threw her in the lake.
Yeah, that's always a fun one because it's like a kind of like a play on words. It's like,
I'll say this. This is back on what you were talking about with the seven dwarfs. Do y'all remember the song?
Oh, I do.
That's ingrained in my memory.
It is.
I can't seem to remember it.
Hi-ho. Hi-ho, it's
off to party we go.
Party we go.
We'll drink and smoke and snort some coke. Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho.
Right, and that's what you not want to do.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so that's, of course, that's the dwarves trying to like tempt the Snow White into doing something bad. Mm-hmm. But, of course, the skits is only one event that we do every year. Of course, I talked about regional TLC, or we talked about it earlier at the beginning. We talked about like the party that's there, but so how have you guys all gone to regional TLC?
Yeah. We went on our freshman year.
Oh, freshman year, you guys went.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And so, what is your favorite thing that you to do at regional TLC? I know we talked about the party a bit, and then you said that's the first time you've been to a Catholic church or Catholic service throughout the entire time. What have to be your favorite?
I like seeing what, like, everybody else is doing.
Gotcha, yeah. I think that's always cool.
I just like talking to people there.
I know there are actually quite a few people there, like quite a few different groups. Yeah. Yep. So we have seven counties that actually go to the regional TLC, so there are a lot of people that are there. I guess, personally, one of my favorite things that we get to do there, there's like chatting with them, but I mean, we're not like the entire time's not just simply like meeting and helping others and kind of figuring out what others are doing. I know one thing that's always just interesting is that there's like these floors, of course, since it's a nunnery, like everyone just kind of gets to like get together and it's like a big sleep party. Cause there's like so many
sleepover.
See, these words are just escaping from my mind.
I'll say this. It's a sleepover with very little sleep.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I had a very interesting time with my group.
Always find that to be very fun.
Yeah. mine was not fun.
Oh, yours was not fun.
No, they stood up for till like 2 o'clock or something.
Man.
And it didn't sound like a TLC. That's all I'll say.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever I went there, this is pretty fun. We just, you know, well, I know we did stay up pretty late, but it was only till like 11 or midnight. But
I would like to point out the fact that TLC stands for Teen Leadership Conference, not Tinder Loving Care.
No, yeah, no, no, no,
didn't do that. Yes, it's a Teen Leadership Conference where a bunch of counties get together and they just kind of, I've said it before, but just kind of catch up and seeing what every county's doing to kind of, I guess, be leaders in their schools. Mm-hmm. So I think, did we cover our favorite events?
We did, yes.
So let's, just to kind of end this really quick, I want to know this. So what do you hope to see in this year as a part of True Blue? Like, what's your, I guess, a goal that you have? Maybe do you want to just be able to see kids again and perform for them, or
what do you want to do? I really hope we can, like, get back into doing all of our regular activities. Mm-hmm. Because last year with COVID, we couldn't go shopping or go to the elementary schools. Gotcha. Or go to TLC. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't very eventful, but I hope we can get back into that this
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm. I'd say the same thing. It's just been, it's missing, you know? I feel like I'm missing that with the group.
I know we kind of had like an off year where, at least for us, what we just really did was just the podcast. But what about you, Jacob? What's something you hope to see this year?
For me personally, I want to kind of, I'm excited to get back into what True Blue and the Yes Youth Council stands for and strives for, which is helping others and mm-hmm. making sure that drugs and alcohol and all those bad substances that are usually abused, kind of warning people about them mm-hmm. and making sure that we strive to, like, not harm others, but actually help them in the end.
Right.
And to kind of be a leading example for other people.
Mm-hmm. I want to add on to my thing earlier. I'm also excited about, or hopefully, to see some new people within the Yes Youth Council.
Yeah.
The new year, new freshmen coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we didn't add any freshmen last year.
None.
Because we couldn't go through the application process. Oh. Mm-hmm. So this year we're adding in sophomores and freshmen.
Oh, really? You're adding sophomores and sophomores?
We're going to have to start plugging everywhere for the Yes Youth Council.
Oh, yeah.
So do you know, like, who's in the Youth Council this year? Or are you going to have to figure that out, like, whenever you go to clubs?
We'll probably figure that out when we have the next week when we have the training.
Oh, right, mm-hmm. the training.
Mm, yeah.
I have to figure out every year.
Mm. Yeah, basically. It's always a new experience.
Well, it's just, I have bad names.
True.
That's my
name. Yeah, Connor has to meet everybody.
It's funny. That's been Chatter for Change. Mm-hmm. I think this has been a fun episode that we've been able to just talk about. Just, you know, kind of share our experiences with True Blue. I know there's been a lot of fun things mm-hmm. and a lot of the good things that's come out of True Blue.
Yeah.
But yep, this has been Chatter for Change, and we'll hear from you next time.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.